It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Miss Carbon County, Megan Maurer. They're going to have a big send-off for her on June 7th, and she's getting ready to go compete in the Miss Utah pageant. We're going to talk all about that. We're going to talk all about her. Megan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime we need to get out and rally and support somebody from here in the area, we're going to do it, right? So let's talk about you, Megan. Are you still in high school? Are you graduated? Your parents, all that good stuff. Let's give your bio, so to speak.
Okay, so my bio is I am 20 years old and I am from Carbon County. My parents are Danny and Teresa Maurer. I have three siblings. And I am graduated, and I was actually attending Dixie State last semester, and I will be going back there in the fall, but I'm home for the summer to get some things taken care of here and work on some Miss Carbon County stuff and be back in my community for the summer. I think that's a little bit about me.
That covers it, you said, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this send-off now, and it's going to be a bittersweet send-off because this is the last year that Miss Carbon County is going to participate in the Miss Utah pageant. So let's talk about the send-off. When is it? Where is it? And everything that people are going to be able to go and see up there.
Yes. So my send-off is going to be Monday, June 7th at 7 at Mount Harmon. And the admission is free. And if you come, and I'll be doing pretty much everything that I'll be working on all week at Miss Utah, all in one night there. So the community can come and see that a little easier than driving up north and trying to get tickets and see Miss Utah up there.
As I said, this is the last year that Miss Carbon County will be involved in the Miss Utah pageant. They've kind of pulled out of it. Does it give you any added pressure knowing that this is the last year for that?
It is a little stressful just because it is our last one, so I want to make it good and have our last one be good, but I'm way excited to just at least be able to go one more year and see what it's all about at Miss Utah.
And you know, one question that I always ask when we have the Miss Carbon County royalty in, what have you gained by being a participant in these pageants, and how long have you done them?
I have done pageants just for the last couple of years. I haven't always done them. I have gained a better knowledge of pretty much everything. It teaches you a lot. I was very blown away by everything that pageants actually involve. I have loved meeting new people. I have loved learning new things and going to like ribbon cuttings and just some of the little events in our county is just awesome to be able to be a part of. So I've loved it all.
And one thing, and you know, and I'm just going to ask you this because I ask everybody this when we talk about pageants, did it give you more self-confidence? Were you a confident person before and it just gave you more, or were you kind of shy and quiet and now it's just helped you like break out of your shell?
I was going to say that, but I thought it sounded a little cliche, but that is definitely one thing that pageants has taught me is to be confident, because if you told me about 5 years ago that I would be doing pageants and going to Miss Utah and being on a stage, I would have probably laughed at you just because that's just not who I was. But no, it's definitely given me a lot of confidence and pretty much better talking skills, everything, just all around confidence in myself. So I'm always grateful for that.
Okay. And let's talk about this. If there's somebody out there, if there's a young lady out there that is kind of on the fence and you know, is thinking about whether they should do it or not, what would your sales pitch be to them to go ahead and give it a try and become Miss Carbon County?
My sales pitch would be, what is there to lose? Because even just going and doing the pageant, I met so many fun people and I had a lot of fun even just a week of doing the Miss Carbon County pageant. So I would say, what is there to lose? Because I've accomplished a lot now, and I could have never said that going into that. I had no idea all this was coming. So,
okay. Well, let's fast forward now to Miss Utah week. Now, that will start for you on the 8th of June, and then the pageant will be on the 12th of June. Is that when it is?
Yes. Yeah, so it's pretty much all week. There's something about every night all week, but yes, starting the 8th.
Okay. So what are the kinds of things that you're going to go through in that whole week and work on?
So on the 8th, we're going to do the Show Us Your Shoes Parade. And this is awesome because you don't need tickets or anything. So if anybody wants to come up to the Riverwoods in Provo, that's at 6:30 on June 8th. So that's something that everyone doesn't really need tickets for. And then we're going to skip a day and go to June 10th is when I'll do the onstage question and my social impact pitch. And then the 11th at 3, there's a matinee. I'll be doing my talent. And then also on the 11th at 7 is when I do my final walk and my final wear, and then there's the finals night the next day. So that's about how the week is going to go.
And is all of this taking place in the Provo area? Is that where it's going to be at?
Yes. So it's going to be at the Covey Center. Instead of, it's usually at the Capitol Theater, but with some COVID guidelines, they moved it and it is now at the Covey Center.
So. Okay. So you've got a busy couple of weeks, it sounds like, ahead of you.
Yes.
Thanks for taking out the time to come in and talk to us today. One last time, let's talk about your send-off and everything and just give the people the location and the times for that.
Okay. So yes, my send-off is going to be everything I'm going to be doing at Miss Utah, kind of a little practice for me and everyone to come in and just see what I've been working on, and it is Monday, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Mont Harmon, and admission is free.
Don't need tickets. Just show up,
and
cheer her on.
Yes.
Megan, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That's Megan Maurer, Miss Carbon County, getting ready to go and participate in the Miss Utah pageant. Now, for more interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 a.m.